Hi, my loves. Welcome back to the My Closet Kink podcast. This is part two of Let's Talk About Foot Fetishes with Underwoman. In this episode, we discuss some viewer questions, listener questions. I go over that with him. We also discuss some fans we deal with as content creators, as sex workers, and how we navigate those waters. We chit-chat. We could talk, honestly, forever. So I hope you enjoy part two. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and a wonderful new year, and cannot wait to bring you more content soon. So enjoy. Okay, so next question, and these next few are from my fans. Okay. Okay, first question. So, does it actually hurt? And do you have bruises or cuts or anything like that after?
Being trampled usually does not hurt. I think it's something that you train your body to take because you've been doing it so long. Mm-hmm. But every now and then it will be painful, and it's for different reasons.
And sometimes it has to be good.
The main reason is heels or the sharpness of a shoe.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's an obvious pain contact.
Yeah.
But the not so obvious instances is if it's been a long time since I've been trampled and my body has kind of gotten soft to the ideal of it. So the very next time I do it, it will either be painful or my endurance is really low and I can't take it as long as I used to.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense though.
This might sound crazy to someone that's not familiar with it at all, but with personal friends, I've been trampled for as long as maybe like 4 hours.
Dang, how do you... Well, on both ends, going that long.
Yeah, so being underfoot for maybe like 3 or 4 hours. And...
What is she doing up there?
It was hard to endure, but I've done it multiple times at that length. And it would just be her standing on me, momentarily getting off and getting back on. Pacing back and forth in a very small torso area that she had to walk up and down. And just getting lost in time.
So it's not an agreement they go into prior to, it's just all of a sudden 4 hours later.
Yeah, if this was like punching a clock at work and then saying like this is going to be a 4 hour shift, I don't think anybody would decide to do it that way. I think it's just a matter of getting lost in time.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I would even volunteer to be trampled for 4 hours if I was clocking that time.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Like before the event actually happens. Because it doesn't sound appealing to be trampled for 4 hours.
Right.
But it definitely comes from like just losing yourself in the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, doing something like being a footstool for a certain amount of time, that also factors into the 3 or 4 hours too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never painful, so
yeah and just naturally evolves. I mean, that's just any basic human interaction that's, you know, enjoyable, whether it be conversation or sex or anything in between or above and beyond. It doesn't matter.
It's important to mention that in the kink scene, some people have an enticement to be harmed or for pain.
Yes.
And it also depends on if you have that or not. I don't. I'm more so, for me being trampled, I more so enjoy the pressure of being trapped under a woman's weight and kind of not being able to break out unless she allows me to.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the symbolism of it, where it's kind of like I'm laying on the ground and I'm allowing a woman to be above me, literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like I'm submitting my rib to her because she's literally stepping or standing on my ribs which they could crack under her pressure, but I'm sacrificing myself to do it.
You know what's so interesting about that? It's because I have this conversation with my girlfriends all the time about, like, when men go to choke us. And that's a very taboo topic. Also, like, you can't just go into something and, or go into, like, a one-night stand, even the first few dates, whatever, and just choke a woman, because we have those moments of, this man could kill us if they really wanted to. Right. So it's interesting to hear a guy look at it that way, because I never thought about my... Yeah. Okay, so when I've trampled you, like, having that power. Like, when I give a guy a blowjob, I think about, I could bite his dick off right now. But I never thought about... It's like, I have the power, yeah.
Yeah, the erotic part of most kinks is that you're either sacrificing power...
Yes.
Or you're in power that you can't really show in the workspace or in public without getting in trouble for
it. In many ways, shapes, and forms. Yeah, yes.
And so expressing that through kink is really refreshing, because mm-hmm. it's allowing you to live out to that extent.
Yeah. Okay, so why platforms?
I'm attracted to different shoes. Almost all of them, except for maybe booties.
Okay. Like ankle booties?
Yes.
No matter the heel, nothing.
The silhouette just isn't as appealing in those as it is other shoes. And then I have my moments where I'll like something more than the other. And once I wear that out, I'll go to something else.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a fan of wedges since the moment that they became popular.
In any way? Even if they were ankle booties?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, and that's a good point, because mm-hmm. An ankle boot for women, I think the silhouette is not as attractive to me, but if you add a wedge and a platform to it, it changes it.
Okay.
And it now I like it. So with platforms, I'm not sure if I am looking at the woman standing on the platform of the shoe and I'm imagining that as her trampling something
mm-hmm.
or someone. But platforms just kind of have a racy look to them, where it's not allowed at work. You can't really you can't play sports in them. So they're not to be worn just anywhere. It's almost like a special shoe for like special events, such as the video shoot or photo shoot mm-hmm. that we just did. I do like heels, but I've never been head over heels for heels.
Mm-hmm.
Pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel like it's because heels don't really leave a lot to the imagination. They're made to be sexy, and they're only worn during sexy moments, almost exclusively. And I'm only saying almost because nothing is exact.
But wouldn't you say platforms are also only used for like sexual reasons to a degree, I guess? Because, I mean...
Almost, because when the Spice Girls came out, they very innocently wore platforms to wear them for image purposes. So someone like Sporty Spice,
mm-hmm.
she wasn't really trying to be sexy, even if people thought she was. Whereas you had Posh Spice,
right.
Her whole image was the glam girl.
Yeah.
So to an extent, I think platforms are just an aesthetic.
There's a different kind of sexualization,
I feel like. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm saying absolutely because I agree
yeah.
that it's a sexiness that I have when I see it. But I almost don't think the intention is there like it is with heels. Like with heels, the absolute intention is to make a sexy shoe. But platforms, it could be a rock and roll aesthetic, or it could just be dare to be different, or it could be sexy. To your interpretation. With heels, it's kind of like we made the interpretation for you. It's a sexy shoe. A good analogy or a good comparison would be a thong panty versus boy shorts. But with panties, a thong is made almost exclusively to be the sexy pair of panties, because it's revealing more skin.
No, I disagree with that, because the thongs actually really do have a purpose. If you don't want to go commando, I never wear bras and never wear underwear. I think they're...
And but see, that's new information for me as a guy. So I wonder if, from a guy's perspective, we see thongs as like the sexy panty.
Of course you do, because you're a man. Okay, I'm actually glad that the 5 minutes stopped off like where it did, because I was about to rage and man hate so hard. No. I don't want to get on this level. I just get super carried away. So we're talking about thongs and booty shorts. Okay, please mansplain to me, please.
Very innocently so, from a man's perspective. Mm-hmm. We probably see thongs as the more revealing in the sexy panty because it is more revealing. It's showing more because it's less material.
And it's more commonly,
associated with being that. Boy shorts have a cut that it covers so much more, and it really covers everything as far as like something accidentally coming out or whatever like that. However, that does not stop it from being a sexy pair of panties.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for everything.
And not to stray too far, that's why I'm bringing that analogy with wedges versus heels. Mm-hmm. One has more intention than the other one. And it's up to you to interpret how much of intention in comparison, but one has kind of obviously is based in the intention of being sexy.
Okay, I'll give you that. More
than the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's up to you to interpret how much you feel.
Every person. Yeah, absolutely. Like, there are some men who absolutely hate thongs.
Actually, to piggyback myself on this, there are men that can't stand platforms. They think it's hideous. It's
specifically like, within like the foot fetish trample community. Or just in general.
In general. In general, they don't like you'll have men that I want to say in general because it bleeds into the community too.
Okay.
Where some guys don't like it within the community. But you do have some guys who absolutely hate ballet flats. They absolutely hate platforms for their aesthetic reasons. And they have a right to. But it just goes to show that the interpretation is in your eyes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Everything is
individual
to
individual.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I do agree with that. Again, I'll try and think of, like, specific man things. Man buns, beards.
I think the brand is Demania. They make the goth boots that are really tall platform.
Oh, okay.
I've seen men discuss how they cannot stand that aesthetic. And I absolutely love it. So, again...
On women.
Yes. Okay. They don't like the big clunky platform.
But don't you think those are geared more towards our community and this particular fetish?
So why would just a vanilla
man like that?
I actually think on accident.
I do agree with that, yeah.
I think it was geared towards whatever aesthetic the 60s and 70s had in the rock community. And communities and cultures kind of overlap sometimes. Mm-hmm. So... whoever's in the goth community might comfortably fall into the kink scene. Whoever's in the rock community might comfortably fall into the kink scene.
That's actually really funny, because remember the first night that we were going to shoot, I wore the rainbow platforms out to get my nail fixed, right? And as I was coming up the stairs, my neighbor, who's super sweet, saw me wearing them. And she's like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Like, oh, I have a photo shoot tonight. I'm hanging with a friend, doing the podcast. I'm very open about everything. My neighbors all, I'm sure, think I'm a complete weirdo. But, so she's like, oh, we haven't worn those since, like, back in the 70s, and those are so cool, and da-da-da. And I was like, they're, like, rainbow platforms. Like, I kind of, you know, hippy-dippy. Yeah. But I never associated it with the connection that you made. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it was very accidental, but... some accidents are beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, and when you look at design, it doesn't have to be with a sexy eye in mind. It just has to have the right aesthetic and the right balance and proportion. And then you attract people's sexy eye. Mm-hmm. And so culturally, they see it as sexy. So with the platform, it very well could have just been an aesthetic in the 60s and 70s, and then people grew to love it.
Transformed, yeah.
People grew to love it for whatever reason they did.
Okay, this is the last question from my fans, and then we'll go into something different, which I'm sure will equally be like another 2 hours. So it might be a part two. But okay, do you like if they step on your junk?
That one. So I can relate this to the question I was asked before.
Mm-hmm.
People have different pain tolerances. And there's some people, their fetish is they like to be kicked in the junk.
Yes, yes. I've definitely encountered those men, yeah.
Exclusively. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only thing that they look for. Some people, they like to be trampled in heels and jumped on mm-hmm. in heels. I like the way it looks. I don't like that it leaves marks on me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We've talked about that, yeah.
So, being stepped on in the junk, I don't like it when it's full weight, but actually I don't mind it when a girl kind of like rests her foot on my junk.
But not the belt.
Not the belt.
Yeah.
The belt kind of pushes into your pelvis or into that area. Yeah. And it hurts just because of that. Usually when I'm trampled, I usually tell women specifically from the waist up.
Mm-hmm.
So like stomach, chest, face.
To be safe, because, you never know.
I think in a quieter or a slower setting, for example, maybe being a footstool, I don't mind a woman resting her foot on my junk. I think that is different in that situation.
Like the pressure of it,
yeah,
again.
The pressure is so light, and it's such a different pressure from being trampled that I don't mind it.
Do you have anything else to add? Like we talked about when you got here, I don't think we were recording yet, any resources or anything that people who really want to get into the community and discover more about this, what do you wish you had in the beginning? What resources are like readily available now? What's, kind of like a safe zone, all that?
The resources, right now we're in the information age. So
yeah.
if we mean like physical resources, it's at your fingertips. So, like, anything you need to find out, like, locations of DOMs.
But, like, what are some of those resources? Because you can scour the internet, but you don't know what's legit. Like, someone could stumble upon FetLife and be like, oh, this seems weird.
Right.
But we know it's, a big thing.
You can't really know. Because with my example of finding a dungeon on Yahoo groups.
Mm-hmm. Like, what are some of the websites that you readily visit that have the content you're looking for? What are, other than FetLife, we talk about FetLife 1,000 times.
That's a tough one because I would say FetLife. Because FetLife is almost like it's almost like a Facebook for kinks.
Oh, yeah. That's what I describe it as all the time.
And
yeah.
Any fetish you think is out there, you will find it on FetLife. To answer your question, going outside of that for resources, Google is always your friend, and you can just cross-reference your findings
mm-hmm.
to make sure something is like concrete. The IG community is growing really quick.
Instagram.
Yes.
Instagram has been such a asshole lately.
The algorithms I am not a fan of. But finding content, you can find content on there. I'm learning that Twitter is the best place to find
content. Oh, yeah, it's quickly becoming that. Because, but I know not a goddamn thing about Twitter.
Yeah, the makers of Twitter, it seems like they're a lot more liberal as far as content allowed.
Only recently, since the pandemic, though.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, not before that.
Yes, as far as resources, it's short and simple for me. FetLife being number one, and then Googling whatever your interests are in your neighborhood and just investigating that to see how legit it is. And because the beauty about researching is you do it at your pace, and
yeah.
you don't jump outside of that research until you're ready with no pressure.
Right. But what would you say, what's the top porn site that you found the best content on?
Me personally, I always go to Pornhub.
Okay.
Because they host everything. You would think with the name Pornhub, or if you're kind of out of the loop and you're like an older adult and you just don't know how the porn industry has grown. If you're a little out of touch with the porn industry and how much it's grown after VHS.
Oh, or, yeah.
Or after DVD. You wouldn't really know that going to Pornhub, you can find exclusive fetish content on there where there is no penetration and there's no sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the content and it's very rich. So like there's hundreds of foot fetish videos on Pornhub.
Or just come to my website and I'll supply you with anything exactly. you want.
But the best way to find me would be on IG at _underwoman.
Mm-hmm. I'll tag you.
And then my link is going to be in my bio. That'll take you straight to my clips.
Yes.
Store.
Do you have, really? You can put that in your bio on IG?
You can only put one active link.
Right, but you can have it directly porn linked.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. IG will not let OnlyFans be in there. Like, they will shut it down if you even hashtag OnlyFans. But you can link clips for sale?
Yes.
That is BS.
This might be a segue.
I'm a no one person and my account got disabled today. What?
This might be a segue into introducing you to Clips for Sale. Maybe.
Oh, I'm looking for an... We all are looking for another avenue. Website. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. All looking for another website. We talk about it all the time. But I think... And this is... I was actually talking to my mom about this today, which is funny. There is definitely... this sweet spot at the moment where there is definitely someone out there right now creating a website or a team of people that is just like OnlyFans that is going to be way better, take care of all of our complaints, because OnlyFans, they do not take care of anything. They have not updated anything. They do not, they're constantly, you know, not working, or if their website is working, there's one feature that's not, or two or three or five. Most poorly run website I've ever encountered in my entire life.
Which is shocking because it's
sorry, trending, not sorry.
It's trending so strongly during the pandemic.
That's what I don't understand.
You think they would just capitalize on fixing
when
things.
I signed up for it, I was like, okay, this is going to be great. This is going to be just like, I'm going to make money off of what I've been posting on FetLife, basically. No. It's basically like someone just typed in the most basic of code and decided to start a website. And then everyone jumped on board.
Yeah. Almost like they went to a website template.
Yes.
And built their website
yes.
that way.
That is exactly what they did. And they're just sitting back making 20%. Yes. Grinds my gears. Okay. So I also asked you if you'd want to discuss something that I was super irritated with today. So with my OnlyFans and then suddenly branching off of it and starting all these other projects. People, I'm not kidding you. Like 12 hours of my day are answering messages on every single platform. Easily. He just made a face. But if I'm on, okay, I'm on Reddit. I have two different emails. I have two Instagrams. I have OnlyFans. I have my Anchor website. I have another one that I'm doing a promoting thing on. Like, I have literally 10 plus websites that I'm answering emails on. And if there's even just 20 men asking, hey, how are you doing on all of those websites, and then they're all continuing conversation with me, that's 12 hours of my day.
Yeah,
I hate to say this. I hate to say it, but it is so true. And I actually don't mind entertaining most of them, but my qualm today was I had a gentleman that I met on Reddit, or I was talking to on Reddit, who was interested in my socks, okay? And he had me take a picture of all, like, my specific white, dirty ones that I had out. Again, fine. Although I've heard, like, some guys just want pictures of your socks, so be careful about that. But I was like, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, you know? And that was fine. And then he was talking to me about how a previous, like, dom-sub relationship he had was she would send him her laundry all the time. But it was someone locally. And he would do it for her, and he'd send it back, and he was going to clean her house, clean her car. I'm like, this sounds amazing, you know? Of course. He's like, well, would you be open to doing it, you know, via mail, whatever? And we discussed it, like, all day. Me getting a P.O. box and, like, him paying for it. Specifically, like, what panties, what socks he wanted, specific items in my house, everything, that I had, you know, talked to him about. And we talked all day. And so I was super gung-ho. I'm like, this is legit. And he's like, I also will, let you know that, like, I love having a findom. Like, exactly. And so, like, I just want you to, like, drain me of my money. Don't worry about, how much it costs to send me these things, how much it costs for a P.O. box. Like, you're getting your manicure and pedicure right now. I'll pay for it. He's like, I'll be home in 30 minutes, all these things. And I only had money for a manicure today. That'll tell you how much this job actually is fucking hard. I only had money to get my hands done today. So he's like, no, I'll be home in 30 minutes. Don't worry. So, like, 10 minutes later, I'm like, okay, that's fine. But just let me know for sure, because I have a photo shoot tonight. And he was like, oh, what kind of photo shoot? And I said, I have, like, a foot worship trample photo shoot. And he freaked out at me. Yes. And he had mentioned in a previous text earlier this morning that he wanted to eventually maybe meet up where he could do something of the sort with me. And I told him that's, like, not completely out of the question, you know, but it would be, like, a year minimum or two down the road, obviously, until we, like, establish trust and everything. And so he was like, oh, you're having me pay for your nails to get done. You're gonna have some other man worship them, and you won't let me worship them and everything. I'm like, okay. I'm like, if you just asked to be my sub, and now I'm saying, can you please help me get my nails done? Because I'm going to, I don't know, whatever the cross wires were. But then I said, okay, well, if you want to, as my sub, only have you worship my feet virtually, literally, whatever, then that's going to cost you extra. And he just stopped talking to me. And I was just like, you know what? And this happened with me. Oh, this happens so many times. This happens all the fucking time, where someone will talk to you all day and goddamn waste your time. And maybe he was for real and he just really was that turned off. That's fine. Whatever. And the reason, of course, I was probably so emotionally tied to it is because I'm like, money. Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't be? It just got me so exhausted by the industry and so disheartened, because I really do feel like I try and respond to all of my guys on every platform, whether it leads somewhere or not. And I really do care, and I want to hear about every weird, you know, quote unquote weird kink you have, and, like, be that safe place for you. But I don't get anything back, and I know that sounds really terrible, but, like, when it's your job and you're interacting with me knowing that I'm, to a degree, selling my companionship, I don't know. Because, again, I had this happen with, like, a bullshit, like, scam, I think, I don't know, marketing agency that wanted to represent me, and maybe I'm too gullible, but the only reason they all eventually fall off is because I start asking, I think, the right questions, and then
it scares them away because they have
malicious
intent, probably.
Right, and I know that means, like, I dodged a bullet, but it actually feels like I'm taking all of the fucking bullets, and I'm getting so sick of it because people don't realize how hard I work on this. Not even just, like, trying to connect with the podcast and, like, bring good content to everybody, but I promote for 12 hours a day, and maybe out of those 12 hours, I get one person that will pay $7 to see my naked pictures.
I can relate to it. When you are in the kink community, you're going to deal with flakes. And it's hard to accept that. Because while you're doing it, all you can think is, you're wasting your own time too. Like, why did you commit as far as you did?
me being, because I played the card of just like, okay, if you want to talk to me even another sentence, it's $5, you know, and the ones who want to will do it, because I'm that person, I would do it, and I need to stick to that. But then also I'm like, well, maybe they just, you know, want to have a connection for a couple paragraphs. I try again, I don't know, it's so hard.
It makes me wonder if people have something that ticks in their mind and it sends them away from you. Mm-hmm. That's unexplainable from your perspective. Or if
I'm sure
they have something hidden, like a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they sober up and they think about it and like, wait, I can't go any further. It was nice in the moment.
It could definitely be many of those things, but either way, you're wasting my time and you're wasting my energy and disrespecting me.
Which is true. I've had someone trample me that's never done it before at the local bar that I go to. Mm-hmm. And she pulled me to the side after doing it.
But seriously.
When they try to like do revenge porn
and just waste someone's time.
Yeah. And I'm surprised I'm a little more positive than that. I almost feel like they have intentions to do it when they bring it up to you.
Waste your time?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
No. They have intentions to work with you in whatever way that they came up to you initially to do. And then something later on catches up to them that makes them.
But later on is usually like 5 minutes. Like, I'm really good about responding to all my guys. I really do sit there and religiously just like, okay, platform one, platform two, platform one, three, five, nine. And I switch back and forth for hours and hours. And I try and get back to everybody in a timely fashion. Even though I have messages on every single one of them saying, please use my OnlyFans, because I have that pulled up in my computer all the time. And it could be, just a matter of 5 minutes and then they change their mind. Like, even I had like 5 different guys on Reddit today asking me about things. One of which I've heard about numerous times, and I got the request for it today. And I said no, because you know me, I'm an animal person. But he asked if I could squish some bugs. I was like, I love you for asking me this. I feel official, but no, I can't. I'm sorry. And he was very sweet. He's like, no, please, if you're an animal person, don't even. I don't want you to ever do something you don't want to do. And I think I even asked him right before he came over, like, just out of curiosity, how many women actually do agree to do it? Because I'd be curious.
For him?
Mm-hmm. In general.
For his request?
Yes.
This...
Or rodents are super common, too. I've heard insects a ton, and then rodents with bunnies. Yeah.
It would be interesting to know the success rate. Like, how many women actually agree with it.
Yeah, I wonder if it got back to me. I don't know. Bugs, I can see some women be like, okay, it's a spider, fudge. I can't even kill a mosquito.
But the trolling, the flakes, the indecisive people, if you are a sex worker, you're going to get that. I've had guys who have profiles with no profile picture, or maybe one profile picture of something else that's not them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're following all these foot fetish guys who actually do make their own content. And he'll instant message me and ask me for a free video.
Oh, on Instagram.
On Instagram, on FetLife. And it's kind of a slap in the face, because it's like,
yeah,
you haven't purchased anything from me. One. And two, you're not really a part of the community. You're just someone that so ashamed to show that they're a part of the community that they're not using any original content at all. And you're just kind of like leeching off of all the content makers. Stealing their pictures to make your profile a collage of nothing but other people's. Because I'm not...
On your page, like, please contact me this way instead, because then I will definitely respond to you.
I would never criticize someone who chose to be anonymous under a burner account so they can view foot fetish content.
That's what I was going to say. Some men or women just, you know, are kind of lurking, but still respect the community.
Yeah, I would never criticize a lurker, because to an extent, I would be hypocritical. However, I do have an issue when you're anonymous and your profile consists of nothing but a collection of photos of people who actually make their own content.
Yes.
And
just saying I admire this, but then, yeah.
Yeah, and you just have a photo album of stolen content, trample pictures of other people like myself that actually go out and make these pictures. And then you then ask for free content.
Yeah, I had a guy do that to me today. Yes.
Or you enter someone's DMs and you just say, hey, hello, or just these one-liners that don't go anywhere.
A day, Wonder Woman. I'm bitter today.
Yeah, from guy to guy, you're sending a DM saying something that didn't go anywhere. Something just like, hello. Like, I'm not interested in answering that for you.
Right.
No offense.
No, same here. I know.
Because I know that it's not going anywhere. Why do you need to say hello to me in a private message? And you're only interested in the women that trample me. And you know that I'm a male content creator. Why do you think that I need to have a conversation with you?
That is true. Because you tag some... Or that is funny, I should say. Do you tag most of the women on your Instagram?
So I don't, unless they ask me to. Because
I've had a lot of guys in my DMs since we posted our pictures.
I never tag women in my content unless they ask me to. Because some of these women have one page where coworkers, family members.
Yeah, of course.
And personal friends visit it. So my tag is showing everyone the association. And some people don't want that.
Yeah, so I understand.
Only when someone reaches out to me and says, hey, I want the viewers too. Can you tag me in the pictures that you post? Then I'll tag them. Otherwise, I just post a picture.
Is why I was so curious. Is like, are probably just interested in the women that are trampling you. I never thought of it that way. Like, that's your, their... you know, door inside, basically. And then I obviously asked to be tagged. We agreed upon that prior to. And now I've had, so many people requesting me my foot slaves and everything. Again, wonderful. Great. Absolutely. But it just is so disrespectful when people slide into your DMs when it's blatantly stated. Like, the least they could do is just be like, hey, I really don't know how else to talk about this or who else to talk about it with. But there's a much more respectable and kind way to go about it, yeah.
I don't mind someone entering the kink community to be a fly on the wall in my room mm-hmm. to watch me do what I do. I actually admire that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be a loud fly.
Either
come forward like the rest of us have decided to mm-hmm. and make your own content and become one of us. And communicate normally with us, or just be a quiet fly. Like you mentioned, I don't think it's okay to be a voyeur and be loud, because voyeurism is just viewing.
Right.
And it's usually from a distance.
Right.
And the internet has allowed people to kind of be bold and not have any pictures of their own, but harass everyone.
Yeah, they're sitting behind a computer. Yeah.
And not really support, because me adding you as a friend is not necessarily support. Sure, you're allowing me to get my numbers up for viewers,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't affect my bottom line. So you're really just harassing content creators.
Honey, preaching to the choir, I know.
But it makes me want to ask you a couple questions as well.
Okay, please.
So
wiggle my fingers and my toes.
As a content creator working with another content creator, did me doing a video shoot with you bring you more fans or bring you more traffic?
Yeah, I guess I didn't look at the... I went from having one day, like, 1,400 followers to then waking up the next day having, like, 3,500 till then, like, 2 days later having 2,400. And now I just woke up suddenly having 1,400. So I don't know if they're just trying to get rid of, like, maybe bots or, like, spam, you know, whatever. That's fine. Ratio. Actually, well, over the past few days, So actually, I've not been paying attention to my followers as much because it's just been all over the place. I don't know what they're doing. And like I said, I have had many more specific men in my DMs. If people hear that whistling in the background, I also have a mouse that's currently in his wheel. This mouse was supposed to be my snake's food one day, and I couldn't do it. Also, branching off the bug conversation. So yeah, he's being loud right now. His name is Feifel. If anybody gets that, what's the word?
Reference.
I was thinking relevance. Oh my goodness.
The other question, because I can't answer this being a male content creator, mm-hmm. because it's not the same. And it's
no way to, of course it's not the same.
It's no way to pretend it. The DM traffic you get, do you ever get flattered by the request to be a slave of sorts? Or does it just get really tiring because it doesn't seem genuine?
I'm usually flattered, but a guy just saying, hey, beautiful, or something like that, I'm like, okay, I can easily toss that to the side. But like when it's one of my people, like saying, hey, goddess, I want to be your slave or something, then I'm like, but really? Like there really are so many of us that really do care and would take it seriously and work with you. And you're just throwing it out there and kind of tainting the significance of it. So it's like flattering and it's not with that one. I guess it was the same way on both ends, but I take it more seriously on the kink end.
It makes me wonder, from a woman's perspective, can they notice who's really genuine about it? Because guys are so meat-headed, honestly.
Oh, I know.
That everyone has those empty requests. That of course they wish would happen, but it's such an empty request because everyone throws them out, hoping that someone bites on it.
And just wasting our time.
I wonder if you can recognize the genuine ones from...
With whether or not we can tell guys are genuine, I think as women we naturally want to believe all of you are genuine. That's why we get in so much trouble. Yes, that's very true. Shaking your head at me. Get out of here.
I'm saying no. A lot of men are not genuine.
Yeah, exactly. But we naturally want to, you know, be nurturers and think you all are. There was like one guy in particular on my OnlyFans who was, he said he was only 19. And he was talking about some, like a really, like actually traditionally taboo fetish that he had, and he didn't know how to deal with it, and asking if like he'd be okay talking about it with me. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, again, as long as no animals are getting injured or people or children are getting injured, then I'll pretty much be open to anything and, you know, want to hear you out. I'm actually just as interested. And so with him, he's like, I honestly have like no money to give you, whatever. I just really want to talk about it. And maybe he could have been some 70-year-old guy that really wanted to talk about it. But like the topic that we were discussing is something I could understand that he would not in any way feel comfortable talking about with basically anyone. So the fact that he confided in me made my heart super warm. And in that instance, I didn't really care that he didn't have any money or anything like that. Like, that's what this whole project is about to me, is having, you know, giving people that space to do that. So I always think back to the moment, maybe there are people out there who really do just need like that connection and that 20 minutes to fantasize, even if it's just virtually with me. But again, where's the line of like who's disrespecting who? And then there are obviously the men or even women who will take full advantage of that. So I don't know. I think I always want to give people the benefit of the doubt, and that's going to bite me in the ass. Sometimes even people who have big names and have a big following in the community can still be absolute bullshitters. So yeah, trust no bitch is my new motto, I guess. That's what I should go by.
You should.
That should be on my other arm. Do not go gentle and trust no bitch should be on my other forearm.
To me, it fits.
It does, actually. Just sitting like this. Oh, yeah. And just like a little sundress and my green hair. Just completely unassuming. Trust no bitch. Do not go gentle. Okay, so anyway, we've been chit-chatting forever, and I'll probably make this 2 episodes. We'll see how editing goes. And again, I apologize so much for all the birds in the background, the animals in the background, clinking, who even knows. But thank you all for listening. Also, really quick, I will let Wonder Woman again give all of his credentials to you.
You can find me on FetLife as Wonder Woman. And you can also find me on IG at _Wonder Woman. And the link to my clips for sale will be right there in the bio.
Also, please remember that every Sunday, I know it's football Sunday for some people, and it's kind of a lazy day for most people, and now it's becoming winter for some people. But every Sunday, I still have my Bad Bunny Sunday. So basically everything I earn on Sunday, tips, subscriptions, whatever it may be, 25% of it goes to the Long Island Rabbit Rescue Group. And at the end of each month, I show all of y'all a check of the money we raised, which, November was embarrassing. So if you don't know who Bad Bunny is, then I will happily navigate you through my wish list and show you what is and what is not. And anything you purchase, actually, I will match that price and add that into the total and send that to all of the bunnies. So I know it kind of cuts off there because we started getting so sleepy. Every single time we get together, we can talk literally all night. So I think at that point it was probably 3 or 4 in the morning. So I hope everyone enjoyed. If you have more questions, please feel free to reach out to me or even Wonder Woman on any of the platforms that we mentioned. We absolutely welcome that and want to help in any way we can. Secondly, so January's kink/fetish that will be highlighted is shibari, rope bondage, or however you are familiar with it. Me and the people I've worked with have already taken a bunch of photos and have some amazing videos planned for you as well, from educational to extra sexy and everything in between. So I'm really excited to see how January develops and see how these podcasts develop, these videos and photos develop. I'm so thankful for everybody's support with all the content creators willing to work with me and with all of you, with all the fan support. And it is more than I could have ever imagined. So I appreciate you. And yeah, can't wait to talk to you soon and record the next podcast. So everyone have a wonderful night or morning or afternoon, whatever it may be. But take care. Love y'all.